Food Revolution. What's so good about British food? There's a revolution going on in British cooking. The San Pellegrino list, a list of the 50 best restaurants in the world, puts an old British pub, the Fat Duck, at number two. And the Michelin Guide, the authority on fine dining, gives more stars to London restaurants than anywhere else outside France. What's happening?
For a start, British chefs have a high level of creativity. Heston Blumenthal, the head chef and owner of the Fat Duck, has an amazing menu. His diners can try truly unusual concoctions such as snail porridge, oats and milk mixed with cooked snails, or bacon and egg ice cream. It sounds strange, but Blumenthal has won many awards for his cooking. In 2005, the magazine Restaurant said the Fat Duck was the best restaurant in the world, and it was voted best restaurant in the UK in 2008 and 2009, scoring a maximum 10 out of 10 in the Good Food Guide.
British supermarkets are also stocking great new food. At Tesco's, you can find exotic food such as dragon fruit from China or emu meat from Australia, along with traditional British beef or apples. Another British supermarket, Waitrose, sells organic produce, fresh food grown without help from artificial chemicals. A lot of British produce is now considered world class. William Nelson, one of England's top butchers, says that British beef is the best in the world. Europeans don't believe in good-tasting beef, he says. The taste comes from the sweetness of the fat, and the Europeans grow protein on bones, not beef. Meanwhile, the cheesemaker Tom Calver says that British cheese can be as good as French or Italian varieties. Where we fall down is that we don't blow our own trumpet, he says. We don't give ourselves enough credit about what we actually produce.
Some British producers are even starting to sell their food in other countries. Guy Tulberg sells traditional English sauces through his family business. We've done the Slow Food Festival in Turin for 3 years, and everyone said we were mad, that we wouldn't sell a thing. But every year we come back with £6,000 to £7,000.
And Vito Catello, an Italian immigrant who grew up in Britain, has tried something even more challenging. Earlier this year, he opened a restaurant in Bologna, selling English food to Italian customers. When you look even at the mainstream dishes in Britain, such as fish and chips, they're delicious, he explains. But people aren't promoting it enough. That's what I'm doing. I'm shouting about them. I'm shouting about Lincolnshire sausages and the like, because they're great British products. And all the shouting seems to be working. People in Bologna are so proud of their food that some say they won't even eat in the next town. But Catello's passion restaurant is fully booked every night.
Maybe it's time to give British food another go.